What have we got lined up for you tonight? Well, big surprise tonight, because tonight I've got our artist of the month, Daisy Pring, in to have a little chat with us. Daisy, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you. And so we've got a couple of songs from Daisy. How long have you been playing music to start with, like singing?
Singing since, I want to say, around 10, so probably that's 10 years now, but probably since high school.
Since high school? So yeah. When did you start recording your music?
Recording, I did my first ever recording in a studio in Pittsburgh at Mr. Small's. That would have been when I was 16, 15. So yeah, that was a great experience. And then recording my own songs, I was 18, so 2 years now.
So what did you record in Pittsburgh? I'm in Pittsburgh and it's raining? Probably not.
I think, I recorded an Ariana Grande song, Tattooed Heart, I think, and yep. I don't think I could even remember the last one, the song, yeah.
All right. So then you've come back to Australia. That was when you were 16, and that sort of gave you the passion to maybe do some recording here.
Yeah, definitely. I started to really get into songwriting during my later years of high school when I joined the Talent Development Project.
Yeah.
And they were very encouraging of songwriting. And then from there I wanted to record my originals and get into a studio and sort of get the sounds that I wanted to achieve through my inspirations. So yeah, definitely around the 17, 18 mark is when I really wanted to get
out.
So
tell me a little bit about that talent development program. Was that at your local school or is that a regional thing or what is
it? So it's all over New South Wales. So any public school is able to apply for the program. So there's a couple different phases that you audition to get in the first place, and then they have a phase one, which is probably about 60 kids. So from years 10 to 12 you can join. And then they'll cull out a few people after that phase, which has three different workshops, to phase two. And then they have a third phase, and from that there's usually around 10 graduates. So it cuts down from, about 100 to 10.
And you were one of the graduates.
Yeah.
Wow.
It did take me – so I did the program for 2 years, and each year I got through a higher phase, and then in year 12 is when I graduated.
Wow, that's awesome. That must have been a great learning experience.
Fantastic. I really don't think I would be doing as much songwriting without that program.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, great program.
So do you find when you write a song, like you've got an idea and like it just spills out, and like you might be there one night and just write down and then most of it's there and then you just tweak it, or do you find you have little bits and sort of add to it, or sort of bit of both?
How does it work? For me, usually bits and then I add to it.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
I'll have a solid verse, chorus, and then it might take me quite a while to get, you know, the next verse. Or often, I know everyone says this, but it'll be the middle of the night and I think of ideas and I just will jot down lots of ideas in my notes. Then when I'm feeling I have time to write a song, I'll go and use those little lines I wrote down as my inspiration to start from there.
Because you've got to get up and do it there and then. You can't go, I'll do it in the morning, because you wake up in the morning and go, what was that I was thinking?
Some strange voice notes that I've recorded when I'm half asleep and I try and decipher them and I'm like, what did I say there? Okay. It's definitely, they'll come to your head at weird times, yeah.
So I've obviously, as a radio announcer, I like to try and do a little bit of background research, and I went to Triple J Unearthed, which I played some Triple J Unearthed tracks last week, and I played a track of yours that's on Triple J Unearthed. They do a great job, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're really supportive.
Back in the 90s, they used to bring CDs out every now and again with different bands. And, of course, I like to have – I'm old school. I like to have the thing in my hand. But there's literally hundreds of bands on Triple J Unearthed, and you can search them under a town or a state or under a genre – And I find it's a really user-friendly platform to look at. Yeah. So how did that come about that you were involved with Triple J?
Well, pretty much anyone can actually upload to the Unearthed site. So I've been told, through TDP, the program I was mentioning earlier, and pretty much anyone in the industry really encourages uploading onto Unearthed because, like you said, it's a very good platform. People can review and leave nice comments and good feedback. And it started off a few years ago. I uploaded a few demos just to have something out there. Now I've stripped that back and just putting songs, completed songs out. I got good feedback on Retrograde. They ended up playing it on Home and Hose. Ash McGregor, she played it on her program
So tell me a little bit about Retrograde, because we're going to play that in a second. So tell me a little bit about that song. What's it about?
Retrograde it's sort of about that back and forth that you have in a relationship in either the early stages or when, things are getting hard. I wrote it with a producer called Chelsea Warner, and we tried to add a playful sort of element to that aspect, that in a relationship it's not always, perfect. It somehow sort of morphed into a lot of metaphors using colours, so like rose-coloured glasses, now we're black and blue, like bruises, and also like the title being Retrograde, we added some, space themes in there as well. I definitely say it's about, the back and forth and not knowing the uncertainty of a relationship, especially being so young.
Okay, so we might play that now. And for my listeners, take close note, because this might be the very last time in the history of the Off the Wall show that you ever get relationship advice.
You were a clear-cut case. I never even needed to chase. Now I'm in outer space, waiting for better days, stuck in retrograde. Purple is a color for you, but we need something that's new. I hate to say it, but this game is getting old. Sometimes we're two different hues, and now we're black and we're blue. Couldn't wait to say it, but it's time we decided. What is our color? Is it our fate? We could be something if we meet halfway. I know you wanna, let's start today. Loving in color, no more time for gray. Could be spent moving forward instead. We keep on changing patterns, let's put it to an end. We could have masterpiece on our hands. What is our color? is it all fate? We could be something if we meet halfway.
Yes, you're listening to The Fat Man. It's 14 minutes past 7 here at Triple U FM. And right now I've got Daisy Pring, our Artist of the Month, here in the studio with me, talking about some of her music. So Retrograde, that was a great song, Daisy. It sounded really good.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, yeah. That came out in June, yeah.
Okay, so live gigs. I've seen you play live a couple of times. When did you start doing live gigs?
I want to say properly, I think my first one was actually the Shoalhaven River Festival after I did the Shoalhaven Unearthed comp. Before I'd done sort of school performances like Southern Stars, School Spectacular, but my first sort of set, you know, as Daisy Pring myself was the Shoalhaven River Festival at probably age 16. And then from there I've gone on to do... the Unwinding the Vines up at Crooked River, the Winter Wine Festival, so opened for Matt Corby this year, Amy Shark, Vera Blue, they have some, yeah, really cool artists, Missy Higgins, so that's been a, yeah, really good experience, those festivals.
So opening for bigger acts at festivals gives you a much wider platform, doesn't it? People come 100%. Along to see the other artists and then they go, oh, wow, that was pretty good. I must look her up. Oh, gee, look, she's on Triple J Unearthed. Oh, you know. So that really widens the platform, doesn't it?
100%. Yeah, it's been a great opportunity to get to snag those gigs and they always invite me back. So definitely they've got pretty good, they've got, yeah, good crowds that come.
So have you got like a social media platform that you sort of try and encourage people to join up so you can give them information about songs coming out and gigs and things like that?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely Facebook and Instagram I'm on the most. So my handle's just Daisy Pring. Got a Facebook page and Instagram page and I'm always, yeah, keeping everyone up to date.
Yeah, that's good. Because building up the network, that's when you're starting out, that's what it's all about, in a sense, isn't it? Building
Definitely.
The network.
Yeah? I find that part of, yeah, half the struggle, really, is trying to keep active on all the social media and try and build a community, yeah.
So on the Triple J Unearthed, I'm just going to go back there a second. So with the local competition, you won that, didn't you?
The Shoalhaven Unearthed, yeah. Yes,
so
I did.
So how old were you then?
I think... 15,
wow,
yeah.
That's pretty
15.
Awesome. To win that at yeah. 15 is pretty awesome,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was funny, actually. I think the two songs I sung were Blackbird and Emotions, and Blackbird came on the radio as I was on the way here or right before I left. But, yeah, I sung that and played that on guitar and then did Emotions, Mariah Carey. And, yeah, I won. And I remember I was so shocked because I was so young. I wasn't expecting
that's
it.
That's fantastic. So... tell me this, like, I don't know what people's ambitions would be, but my wife and I have been watching that voice show on TV. Would you ever sort of consider going into something like that? Like, it's pretty high pressure, but would you, I mean, obviously it gives you a wide audience and a platform, and if you win, you get a recording contract in that, but is it something you'd be attracted to, or you think not yet, or not ever, or what?
It's always been quite a hard no for the last few years for me, and I have seen quite a few like close friends go through it. My friend that's actually, she's singing with me at my gig, which we'll talk about. Yeah, Amali, she told me about experiences on a different show, but in the last month or two, I have started to warm up to the idea, maybe in a couple of years after if things aren't kicking off with the way I'm attacking the industry now. But yeah, I think, I don't know about it.
Well, I'll tell you now, I mean, they certainly don't play my favoured styles of music on shows like that, but it seems to me that they attract certain singers that have that certain voice, and they like to sort of hit that high note and sort of waver up 100%. And down the octaves and all that sort of stuff. So if that's your style, then that's ideally suited. But if that's not your style, it's hard to sort of break into that, because that's the mindset, I guess, that the audience has as well, in a sense, don't they?
And I think they sort of try to put you in a bit of a box, or try and pick an artist who you might be similar to, and they try and sort of mold you like that, or how they think the audience will like it. But yeah, I guess I'll see what happens. Never say never, but yeah, it's always been more of a no for me, those sorts of shows.
So people listening tonight, you've actually got a gig coming up this week on Thursday night at L Horses. Now, people may not know about L Horses, but I've been there a few times. It's a great venue. It's at the back of the old Bishop's Building in Berry Street, just opposite the School of Arts. If you go down the back lane towards Woolworths, you can just pay at the door. You can go to L Horses on Facebook and buy a ticket. Your gig is this Thursday night, which is the 12th of October. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the gig starts at 7:30 p.m. You've played there before, haven't you?
I have. My first ever headline show was there, and that was part of, again, the TDP program, is they got us all to put on our own show, which was a fantastic experience, and now it's sort of given me the tools to do it again. So yeah, super, super keen to be back there on Thursday.
I think I was at that gig.
You probably were, yeah.
Because that's got a great vibe, that place. It's got a really like laid back, great vibe atmosphere. And George Bishop, who runs it, he's very easy to get on with guy, and he's a full-on musician as well. So the sound is always good. I know Roger does the sound. It's always fantastic sound. He really knows what he's doing. So it's a great venue, isn't it?
I'm super excited, yeah. I said to him, I don't want any chairs. I want everyone up dancing. So, yeah, it's gonna be a really good time.
Never seen a fat man dance. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. I'm hoping Anna can come along as well, but she's like, I'll have to look on my calendar, make sure there's nothing else that I've got on. But hopefully, she'll be able to come as well, because she really enjoyed last time she came along as well, and she really enjoyed that too.
Yeah.
So, we've got another song to play, which is Falling Together. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Falling Together. So if you're tuning in right now, you're getting a bit of a sneak peek. This song's being released tomorrow. So this one I wrote with a producer, Tucker Perry. I started this song at home. I have just a little MIDI keyboard. I record things onto my laptop. Started as a rough idea, and I've reached out to Tucker and landed a session with him, which I was super pumped about. Anyway, we reworked the whole song. This is quite different to Retrograde, I'd say, as you'll hear soon, but inspired by The Weeknd, Ray, who's an up-and-coming, she's pretty big now over in the States. And it's got more of that lo-fi, bit of an electronic sound, more upbeat, and it's kind of trying to warn a friend, get out of there, you know, all those toxic bad things that you don't want in your life, and yeah.
So that's not an easy situation to watch a friend going through stuff. I think sometimes all your friends can see stuff, but you can't see it until it's too late.
100%.
That's pretty much how it is, isn't it? So good friends. It's hard to be that good friend that can give you advice without coming on as just being negative about things. It really requires a rock solid relationship to be able to be that person, doesn't it?
100%. Yeah. I'm very lucky to have very very tight group of girls. Been friends since I was. We've all been like 6 years old, so it's a long friendship. So I've got a lot of good experiences.
Good friends are good to have. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's play Falling Together, and then we'll pop back and talk again after that. Ooh.
yourself since you were touched by the toxins. And all the late nights, long fights, sunlight. I can tell it's been messing you up, falling out and in and out of love. For too long you've been drinking this cup, and it's really been keeping you up. All the symptoms, they got you confused. Can't you see that it's all turning blue? You never get to taking the view, taking the view, view. Get to taking a view, taking a view, view. He's not worth whatever that you're crying over. No need for pressure. Falling together. Sleepless nights won't make you closer. No need for pressure.
UFM.
The Friendly Grocer North Nowra is your one-stop shop for your fresh food and groceries. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they are open 7 days a week for your convenience. The Friendly team have your weekly catalogue specials and they offer home delivery through Menulog. We pride ourselves with our friendly staff and customer service, and we are just around the corner. The Friendly Grocer North Nowra at the North Nowra Shopping Centre, or call them on 4421 600. Station sponsor.
Lockhart Caravan Repairs are open for business. Lockhart's is a Gerringong business with over 30 years of experience. Canvas work, sail sheds and blinds are all handmade in the local workshop, and they offer secured storage for RVs under repair. Contact Lockhart's for smash, weather damage and water damage repairs. Insurance work is a specialty, so call Lockhart's and they can come to you, or visit them at their Gerringong workshop at 67 Rollins Road, Gerringong. Phone 0428 229 547. Sponsor.
Like the roots of a tree, your feet need to support you for a lifetime. Our sponsor, Keith Purvis, has been Ulladulla's local podiatrist for over 16 years, helping patients care for their feet and toenails. Keith also specialises in orthotic therapy for treatment of sporting injuries. On the highway, South Ulladulla, with plenty of parking, Keith Purvis Podiatry offers house calls, Medicare care plans, pensioner discounts and DVA. Call Keith on 4454 0344. 4454 0344.
Climate Control Co are your local air conditioning business in the Shellhaven, who also service the Illawarra, Southern Highlands and Yirrabadella. Climate Control Co have been technicians in the area for 12 years and are very competent in installing split systems, multi-split and ducted systems in both commercial and residential premises. They would like to ensure your systems are up to date and clean regularly to keep the air you're circulating clean and healthy. When completing regular maintenance on both indoor and outdoor units, it will ensure your system is working at optimum efficiency, which keeps your electricity usage to a minimum. Contact us on our website, climatecontrol.com.au, station sponsor.
Hi, this is Jane. If you like to keep up with what's going on in the Shoalhaven and the wider world, join me at 9am on Thursdays for 2 hours of community access here on Triple UFM, Shoalhaven Community Radio.
Yes, 29 minutes past seven. You're listening to The Fat Man. The show's called Off The Wall. You're on Triple UFM, Shoalhaven Community Radio, 104.5 in the central Shoalhaven, 92.3 up north, 99.7 down south. Pick us up online at tripleu.org.au. And if you go to our webpage, tripleu.org.au, on the top menu bar is Artist of the Month. And if you click on that and move down to the bottom of that page, you'll see that October 2023 is Daisy Pring. And right now we've got Daisy in the studio with us. Daisy, that was your song, Falling Together. It's a different sound to the first song.
Yes, yeah, very different, yeah.
Lots of layers there with the vocals. It almost sounded at one point like you were harmonising with yourself. It was a very clever recording.
Yes, definitely, yeah, in that bridge. Harmonising with myself. Yeah, it's cool. I love the guitar riff it's got in it. I'm very excited for it to be out.
So here's something I'm going to do. I'm going to go a bit left field with the interview, okay? Ooh. So here's the deal. When I was a kid, there was myself and my three sisters, and I wouldn't say my mum and dad were well off. They were just average Joes. But we used to go for picnics every Saturday, and every year we'd have a short caravanning holiday and things like that. Occasionally my dad would take me to the car races and things like that. It wasn't until I went to uni and left uni and got out, I was a school teacher, got out into schools, I realised not every kid had the growing up experience that I had. Now, I'm not an expert on your life, but it seems to me you've got a pretty good, solid background family that do lots of good things together and that.
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky. Dad's here tonight, and I've got three siblings, so growing up we had many, many fun experiences.
But you are really blessed to have the family that you have.
I
hope you know that,
yeah.
Because honestly, not everyone has that start in life. Mm. And to be loved and to be able to enjoy new experiences and go to new places, it really widens your horizon. And you've certainly, you know, I mean, obviously you probably had good and bad times in your life, but I think to have that loving family behind you is a massive thing. I know they encourage you a lot, and that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
You draw a lot from your family, I bet.
Yeah.
How about your siblings? How do they travel with your singing and that? Because you've got a footballing brother, haven't you?
Yes, yeah, yeah. My little brother and I, we compete for the favourite spot.
Okay.
We're both very, very busy, but no, we're all very supportive of each other.
Yeah.
My siblings will always try and come to my all my gigs and support me in every way they can. Yeah,
that's
very
great.
Lucky. We're all very supportive of each other.
Family's a big thing. It's
yes.
A big thing for me, and I know your parents, so I know it's a big thing for them as well. So just to finish up tonight, big dreams. What's your big dream?
My big dream? Oh, the end goal is just to be able to do music like as my full-time job. That's the real goal, and to just, you know, be comfortable and happy doing that. But But in terms of, specifics, I'd love to just get a few more songs out next year. Hopefully an EP will be in the near future. And do a few more. I'd love to do a tour, an Australian tour. I think that'll, be in the next couple of years, and more headline shows. And, I'm very excited to, going to keep going full speed.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Really good. Well, look, I just want to encourage you. As I said, I've listened to you live, and I've listened to your music as well, and uh, I've I think you've got an enormous amount of talent, and I think sometimes these days, just having the talent, there's a lot of people with talent, and it's very competitive to get your foot in the door. Hopefully, with your stuff on Triple J, and like even this little bit here with Triple U being Artist of the Month, every little bit hopefully builds your network, and hopefully, as you go on, the network gets bigger. You get more gigs on some of these festivals, and more people come into contact with your music, and hopefully, you reach that dream of being able to do this and get paid for it and make a living out of it and be able to entertain people for the rest of your life. How good would that be? Oh,
yeah, it'd be awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Look, thanks for coming in, and we'll press on with the rest of our show.